Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, forgiveness. This week's story comes to us from Karen McNenny and is titled, Opening Doors. Thank you for listening.
Panic. That was the overwhelming feeling that was pulsating through my body, just raw panic. And for parents in the room, and probably anyone, you can appreciate the moment in which I realized that my daughter, who was about 3 at the time, was on the other side of a door, and it was all locked, and I couldn't get to her, and I didn't know how I was going to get to her. So like any self-respecting, neurotic mother, I began to panic. And up to that moment, it had been a pretty regular day. It was a beautiful August summer morning, Missoula, we're hanging in the rattlesnake, we're still kind of in jammy mode. Patrick must have been about 1.5 years. He was still in diaper, little Buddha belly hanging out, wild curly hair, Sophia in some t-shirt of mine that's too long for her, and me in my typical uniform, zip-up flannel, something with a drawstring. And we decided to get a few chores done before heading out to the park. So I pull the vacuum cleaner out of the closet. And the vacuum's kind of an exciting thing with the kids. They like to chase the vacuum and be chased by the vacuum and sometimes attack the vacuum and start pulling off all the accessories, which honestly, I don't have a use for anyway. If the floor is clean enough to just get to the ugly green carpet, I'm happy. So Sophia has the long dusting wand and Patrick's got the little thing that you stick on the end, maybe for furniture. Do people actually use this stuff? And we live in a split-level home, so you walk in the front door and stairs go up, stairs go down. And I'm upstairs in the long hallway leading to the bedrooms, just minding my own business. And they've made themselves to the stairwell where they're sort of half Harry Potter, half Star Wars, half pretending to vacuum, minding their own business. And I'm zooming along, and I hear, just over the dull roar of the vacuum, "Mama, he's in my way!" And like any good-wielding mother, I ignore the shout from the stairwell, and I continue on with the vacuuming. And of course, there's going to be another one, "Mama, he's in my way!" Now, my parenting policy is that until it sounds like there's a blood issue, you just keep going on, because there's the difference between "Mama, there's a booger on his finger," and "Mama, he's lost his finger." And I'm pretty sure this is closer to the prior. So I carry on, and then it comes, the blood-curdling scream from Patrick, and I'm pretty panicky at that moment, and I go launching down the hallway to the top of the stairs, and there they are. And Sophia, she's actually just standing over the top of her brother with the dusting wand, wielding it high, boom, boom, beating the back of her brother. "He's in my way!" "Oh, Sophia, put down your weapons!" And I grab her. It's nothing but breath of fire. And I take her launching down the hallway to the stair, or to the chair outside the bedroom windows. The chair, the contemplation chair. "Stay!" I go back down the hallway to the stairwell, and there he is, splayed in his little diaper, crying his heart out. I scoop him up. "Oh, Patrick, are you okay?" Only to realize he's pooed his pants through this entire traumatic experience. And frankly, can you blame the boy? So we go launching back down the hallway where Sophia is. And in this moment, As a mother, I do not choose compassion, empathy, forgiveness. Oh no, I grab shame, guilt, belittling. I can't believe you, Sophia. What were you thinking? Look at your brother. You have injured him. And I launch myself into the bedroom where the changing table is, and I slam the door on the 3-year-old in the hallway. And I carry on wielding all the deep-rooted guilt and Catholic heritage in my body. Oh, Patrick, you poor thing. I can't believe your sister did this to you. Are you okay? Come here, sweetie. Come on. I've got you. It's okay. It's okay. And we go to leave, and I have forgotten a detail, a very relevant detail to this story. You know when you buy a home from another family, which is the case for most of us, you inherit whatever quirks come with the house. And I don't want to pass judgment, but the previous family, for whatever reason, I'm sure they had good reasons, they had taken the door handle on the children's bedroom and that little knob with the lock, they had actually inverted it. So the locking mechanism was no longer in the bedroom, it was in the hallway. And Patrick and I go to leave, only to discover we can't. Sophia? Sophia, honey, it's mommy. Sophia, can you, the door's locked, honey. And I start to go into the panic. I'm thinking that maybe in my distress, I hit the knob wrong when I came into the bedroom, and she doesn't know, and is she there, and it was the front door open, and Sophia, honey, hello, mommy's locked in the bedroom, sweetie, can you get the, there's a little handle, and I start to think, okay, it's 10 in the morning, daddy's long gone to work, probably not coming home for lunch, I don't have a phone in this room with me, let alone a bra at this point in the day. I start looking at the window. Okay, we're second story, but it's a split level, so it's not a full leap, and there might be a little trauma on Patrick's part when he sees his mother leap out of the bedroom, but if I'm safe and I don't have an injury at the bottom, then we'd really have a mess, because then both kids, and I'm not sure where Sophia... Sophia! Honey, can you open the door? I need you! And just outside the door, I hear... She is right there. She is right there, wielding all the power over Mama. And I suddenly move from panic to Commando Karen. Sophia, you open that door right now. Sophia, I am not kidding. I need you. Sophia! And the stronger I get in my intent, the more powerful she gets. So I take a cleansing breath. And I start to think, what would Daddy do? Because, you know, Daddy is really probably the more gifted parent when it comes to a situation like this. And it occurs to me that Daddy would make it more fun to be in the bedroom than in the hallway. Patrick, let's have a birthday party, and you can be the birthday boy. We'll wrap presents, we'll have a cake, it'll be great. Mama, it's my birthday. Oh, that's great, Sophia. Come on in, we'll have a birthday for you too. Click, click. And in she comes. And I look at her. And she looks at me. Sorry, Mom. It's okay, Sophia. I forgive you. Yeah. I forgive you too, Mama.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. TopHatMissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at GarageTees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rockin' Rudy's, great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 11th at the Union Club. The theme is misunderstandings. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/psttellus. That's PSSTTELLUS. And Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?